Hello and welcome back to the next I Win at Therapy installment of Dave Wright's podcast, Soul. I'm your host, Dave Wright. Each week here, I present a chapter of my novel, Soul, and if you want to learn more about this week's chapter, then stick around at the end. For now, I really hope you enjoy Chapter 2, The Great Levi Forward. Ten years ago, Levi Prime stood in the middle of his lounge room, a multitude of bruises beginning to bloom about his body under his outfit. The dark blue, well-fitted pants, shirt with green trim and lines along the seams. It had been his outfit since he'd begun calling himself the Twisted Mirror, and realized that to be taken seriously, he'd need more than torn jeans and mismatched socks. He was also going to be damned if he got around in a onesie or wearing his underwear on the outside. If he was stuck with a stupid name, he was at least going to try and look good. It was easy to move in, comfortable, hid bloodstains well, and most importantly, when there are multiple copies of him all piling onto the bad guys, the dark with flashes of green trim was super confusing. Levi was convinced that it had saved his life many times over. He sighed in fatigue and pain. Bruises had already begun demanding his attention all across his body where he had been striking himself. This has seemed like such a great idea in theory, but in practice it really fucking hurt. He should have done this over a period of a few months, not try and smash it out, literally, in a few days. Shrugging, he knew this was the only way. Once set on something, Levi would see it through to the end as fast as possible. Patience was not part of his super. The Great Levi Forward, he had jokingly named the scheme, was a result from his most recent run-in with Mindslaver. Levi shuddered, thinking back on what he had found when he'd burst through into Mindslaver's penthouse apartment. The bodies everywhere, some living, some dead, most you couldn't tell the difference. And then it came. The unnatural calm flowing over his thoughts like settling into a tub of warm porridge. Only the reflex decision to create a copy of himself was why he had not joined the stable of slaves in that apartment. Levi had struck himself. Luckily, the copy of him that had jumped out fully formed was not a lunatic hell-bent on eating the furniture. The copy was sane and straightforward. He saw Levi Prime being taken over by Mindslaver. The mirror started in with the only way they were going to survive this. He beat the shit out of Levi Prime, every punch, every blow, bringing out another copy of Levi into this world. Sure, some were weird. One of them, honest to God, formed, took a long, hard look around at the carnage, and decided right then was the perfect time to start his yodeling career. Super helpful. Enough copies were made, though, that they quickly spread throughout the apartment and found Mindslaver. There were too many Levis for Mindslaver to control at the same time, and they all started wailing on him, beating him until he was an unrecognizable red mess on the pristine white shag carpet. After that brush with becoming a human horse for Mindslaver, Levi Prime had done some thinking, which, if he was honest with himself, was the first real effort he had put in since he had donned the blue and green. The whole walking in, spawning copies and beating the piss out of people had worked until now. It would not always work. It had almost failed him. He needed more. So, the Great Levi Forward had been born. Levi Prime grimaced and struck himself again in what he hoped was a fresh spot. It wasn't. A mirror of him snapped into existence. They stood there staring, sizing each other up. The copy spoke first. I'm not crazy. I don't know what part of me was magnified, but it's not the cat skinning variety. Levi Prime nodded, but he, of course, didn't believe him. If the mirror did like skinning cats, then he wouldn't come out and say it, would he? Levi would not know until the man showed up in a suit made of suspiciously fresh fur. But he spoke confidently, held his gaze, and was not visibly bouncing on the spot. He would do. Levi was tired. Okay, then, for you, Levi Prime began and double-checked the list sitting on the table next to him. Oh, you got an easy one. Learn to paint, like pictures and shit. That sounds good. The copy stood there for a moment and then nodded. Yeah, painting sounds sweet. I can't promise I'll return in 2 years for, death, but I will honor the mission. Levi Prime grinned. After 100 of these, you would think you'd be bored, but it was great to see every copy come out willing to take their mission, but not willing to die. It helped reassure Levi that he was not insane. I'll have to hunt you down if you don't return. You know that, Levi Prime said. The copy grinned back. Yeah, fucker. Can't wait to see you try. With that, he flipped Levi Prime the double bird and strode confidently out the door. Levi Prime watched him go. That would be one he'd have to hunt down for sure. He was starting to get a feel for the different copies he created, which in itself was helpful. Checking the list again, he saw the next item. It was underlined in red pen, multiple times, and then circled. Ah, yeah, this one. Levi Prime breathed in and punched himself again. Another mirror slurped into life in front of him. They stared at each other. Looking good there, Levi, the copy said with a smirk. Levi Prime just kept watching him. Something felt off. He knew he looked good, but so far most of them had come out with some backbone, some fire, as of course they knew what they were created for and what lay at the end of their mission. I can do it, you know, the Levi copy continued. Learn to control our powers? None of this Levi roulette bullshit. I can and will learn how to harness it. Levi Prime's hand flashed out and struck the copy without hesitation. Levi Prime felt a wave of being unbalanced. Something that had occupied a large amount of physical space was suddenly gone. Not before Levi Prime had seen it in the copy's eyes, the flash of murderous rage, of unbridled, unhinged hatred. That one would have killed him. Levi Prime stood there alone for a long moment. He needed to be sure, and letting anyone with even a slither of psychic damage out on this mission was dangerous. He had thought about creating multiples for this mission alone as it was so important, but that was the rub. He couldn't trust any copy he made, so sending out more than one to learn his super is too big of a risk. He struck himself again. The copy materialized in front of him. They watched each other like two alley cats trying to piss on the same corner. The copy broke first and snarled. I'm not mad, asshole, so stop staring at me like that. Levi Prime waited. Yes, yes. Learn the super. Return to you like a whipped dog. Give you all the good stuff. I know the plan. You can take your plan and go fuck yourself with it. Levi Prime grinned. Back on familiar ground. This one was perfect. He needed one with spirit, with a sense of self-preservation, and more than a touch of anger. On the second go, too. I will find you when the time is right. You know I will, said Levi Prime. No, the copy shook his head. You won't. Levi Prime watched him turn and head for the door. See you in 2 years, Levi. The copy stopped at the open door. Without turning around, he muttered, Don't call me that. Levi called out as the door was shutting. All right then, Seeker. That was Chapter 2, The Great Levi Forward. Pulled a little sneaky there. I never said there would only be one unpowered protagonist. Soul is to explore what is like in the present day and how he navigates the world, while the Seeker showing the history and how it all came to be. I have to admit, as I have learnt more about good writers and how much of their own soul they put into their work, the harder it is to look at the themes that emerge from my own. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a good writer, but it's helpful to compare yourself to people better at the craft than you, and to try and learn whatever you can. To that end, I've gotten quite good at picking up on the unconscious themes that writers end up leaving in their work. They're not the planned, overarching, massive themes. They're the ones that naturally come out purely because of who you are, your framework for seeing the world. So when I see in my own work the loss of self, the struggle of trying to fit in and forge your own path in the world, about what does it mean to be you, and seeing this repeated in large and small ways in all my pieces, it's certainly confronting. Not being all gloom though, I'm glad that my humour also comes through. I just hope other people find my sense of humour hits more than misses. Not everyone has the same sense of humour, I know, I'm glad for that. Imagine how boring that would be. Levi Prime was written in the first chapter, It was not until I'd almost finished the story that the idea of jumping back in time and opening up the beginning even occurred to me. So, him fracturing himself, creating all those copies in their struggle to find their own identity was not planned, it emerged unconsciously. However, once I'd begun writing the Seeker story, I was hooked. I love him. It was always exciting when I sat down to see what was next for the Seeker, to see what his life was like. I knew where he was going to end up, but not how he got there. I hope he connects with you all out there as well, and next week for Chapter 3, it will continue his story for another beat. If you want to hear more of my other stories, you can find more information on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, WRIGHTS.com. I also have a Patreon if you want to go check that out and help support me. Until next week, take care.